sharing encouragement one story at a time. It's Holiday Heart, thanks to Guiding Light Ministries on 91.3 WCSG.
Hello?
Hi, is this Jackie?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Jackie. It's Steve and Kathy from WCSG Radio. How you doing?
Good. It's funny to hear your voice coming through this little box instead of my radio.
isn't that interesting?
It's different, yeah.
So you nominated Joe and Anna from Holland, and how do you know them?
I've been their granddaughter's Kids Hope mentor for, 8 or 9 years.
Okay.
Shortly after we moved to Holland, Mia and I were partnered, and we've been together ever since.
So Mia is Anna and Joe's granddaughter. What prompted you to nominate them? Tell us a little bit of their story.
Okay. Mia's mom, Lisa, was basically a single mom raising Mia as the youngest of three. Okay. Her oldest brother, Donovan, just graduated high school and is working at LG. So Lisa was, you know, doing her best, but a lot of family support, a lot of extended family in the area, mm-hmm. aunts, uncles, cousins. Having known Mia through all these years, I've met a lot of the family.
Got it.
Lisa passed away, I think, 2 years ago.
Okay.
The children came to live full-time with Joe and Anna. So they've been raising teenagers.
Yeah.
In their golden years.
That's tough.
And Anna has started a ministry for prisoners.
Wow.
Because they had a son who was incarcerated, and he turned his life around in prison and, you know, really gave his life over to the Lord. And he's now been released, and he's back here in the Holland area. But through her experience with her own son, she started Paul's ministry, which stands for Prisoners, Abandoned, Unloved, Lonely.
Hmm.
So that's the acronym, Paul Ministries.
Yeah.
People will write letters to prisoners. We'll help families have gas cards so they can go drive to visit their family members in jail. Just support the families and the prisoners however they can, and to show them that they're loved and not forgotten.
And you mentioned that that Joe has some health issues. Is that correct? That's
right.
As
and
well?
So, in fact, I just saw Joe at Meijer last Thursday, and he's looking great, but he had a quadruple bypass.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Not long ago. So he's missed a lot of work. He works for the city of Lansing. Anna, she, of course, had to take time off to help him. Plus, then their other daughters, Anna and Joe, have 4 children.
Mm-hmm.
Lisa has passed, so they have 3 children.
Okay.
Leticia, she ended up on a respirator in the hospital for weeks and weeks. She is now, I think they're going to transfer to Mary Free Bed. She's doing better. And they are the kind of people, when Lisa was going through her last illness, they would spend every day at the hospital with her.
Okay.
And they've done that with Leticia. So they've missed a lot of work. It's just been a real strain on them physically and emotionally, of course.
No doubt.
And financially,
yeah.
I think. You know, just missing work because of Joe's illness. Being there to support their child in the hospital.
They've been through the ringer for sure.
That's what I said to Joe. You guys have had such a hard year.
You've been.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it sounds like Leticia is doing better, still in the hospital, though.
Okay.
And, you know, that weighs heavy on their heart.
Thank you for nominating Anna and Joe, Jackie. And thank you for just even right now kind of like getting us up to speed on just what they've been through.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we give Anna a call and just talk to her a little bit?
Okay. Hello. Hi, Anna. It's Jackie.
Oh, hi, Jackie. How are you?
Good. I wanted to talk with you about a lot of things, but...
I know a lot of things have been going on.
Yeah. I think I have some friends on the line with me, too.
Oh, you do?
Hello, Anna?
Yeah.
Anna, this is Steve and Kathy from WCSG Radio. How you doing today?
I'm doing good. How about you guys? I listen to you guys all the time.
Well, good morning.
It's great to meet you.
Yeah.
And we've heard a little bit about you and Joe and the kids from your friend Jackie. She nominated you to be a Holiday Heart recipient this year. And we just are really, really taken by your generosity, you and Joe, to, you know, just kind of be so generous with your family. But also... you know, your prison ministry, that you just want to make sure that people know that they're loved and they're not forgotten. And I just wonder if you could just tell us a little bit about how we can pray for you and Joe during this time, if there's anything else that you'd like to share with us.
Well, we're raising the 3 kids, and wow, raising kids all over again is tough.
Yeah.
Yeah, I imagine.
Teenagers, guaranteed their conference sports and all that.
Yeah.
We didn't think we were going to do that at our age. But
wow.
Then my husband recently had a heart attack, so he had a quadruple bypass surgery. And then like a week later after he came home, my daughter had West Nile encephalitis. So she was, been in the hospital, ventilated, shaved her head, drained her fluid, her brain was swollen. And she still can't move today, but she's finally off the ventilator. She's still trached. She's finally close to home here in Holland at a rehabilitation center. So I'm hoping that she can start moving her hands and her feet with that. But it's been a long journey the last 12, 13 weeks.
No doubt.
Yeah. I haven't been working, so yeah.
We will definitely, you know, have our listeners be praying for you guys and continue to hold you guys up. It just feels like with someone that's gone through so much and you've been giving so much of yourselves, it's kind of time for you to receive something back. So what we would love to do is just bless you guys with a $500 gift card just to carry you through the holiday season. Just our way of saying thank you for doing what you do and that you are loved and seen and cared for and not forgotten.
Thank you guys so much. That's gonna help us out a lot. And I want to just, you know, throughout the ministry there too, I still continue to try to support our brothers and sisters who are incarcerated with the food box and a small $50 a month for the ones who don't get family support so they can continue to connect with their families. And at this time of the year, it's so hard for them because it's the holidays and I think they feel more alone, but
Jackie, I just want to hand it over to you. I know that you've known Anna through your mentoring of Mia.
I just wanted Anna to know how much I appreciate the love and care she's given Mia all these years, especially taking the kids in after Lisa passed. That's a huge, huge blessing for those kids, and they're doing so well. And I know it's hard to have that busy schedule at this stage of life, but beyond that, just Anna, how you and Joe care for your family, and then starting the prison ministry. You're such an example of sharing Christ's love with others. So just wanted to let you know you're seen and you're appreciated.
Thank you. I appreciate it so much. You have no idea.
We want to thank you both for just taking some time to talk with us. Jackie, we want to wish you a very blessed Thanksgiving and Christmas season, and Anna for you as well.
You too.
For Joe, Mia and her brothers, and Leticia and your whole family.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the gift. I really do.
Yeah, you too. God bless you guys and all you're doing.
Inspired to help? Make a difference at WCSG.org and the WCSG app. Sponsored by Ludimus Floral and Garden.